Lou, thank you so much for joining me.
It's great to be here and to talk to you right before the holidays.
Yes, and speaking of the holidays, when many folks are trying to finish up the last bits of work and get to spending time with their families, I wanted to talk to you about families. It has been widely reported that our child care situation in this country is in absolute free fall. In part, it's because of the effects of the pandemic and the recession, but some would say that our child care situation has been broken for a very long time, and families have certainly experienced crises around child care for a very long time. Tell me what New York is going to do about it.
Well, I'll tell you what the Empire State Campaign for Child Care wants New York to do about it. We are getting indications that people in powerful positions are ready to do something. We hope that what we want to see aligns with what they're willing to do. So I'll say that, you know, diplomatically, as we prepare to go into a new legislative session. You're right. The system is in crisis, not just in New York, but throughout the nation. And the pandemic really brought this crisis to light for many more people, all those people who may not have been directly impacted before. So it is a big issue now. There's a big part of Build Back Better that would send funding to states to address the childcare system. But of course, it doesn't tell them how. It just says, here's some money if your state decides they want to do something about it. So in New York, let's talk about what was happening before the pandemic, how the pandemic made it worse, and why this is the moment that we can actually transform and build a system that works for people.
Let me ask you first, when you said that the Build Back Better Act is giving money to states, how much money are we talking about? Is it enough to make a difference?
Yeah, it's enough to make a big difference. We're talking billions, but it is flawed in the sense that it really doesn't require action and it doesn't give guidance about how a system should be set up. And it has important exclusions, doesn't cover immigrants, a number of areas where it's not good. But New York could take that money, put it together with its own revenue sources, and fill those gaps and create a system that works for not just parents and guardians, but works for our children, first and foremost, works for employers, works for providers, works for the educators who are caring for our children. And that's what we want.
And it's not just throwing money at a problem. Money isn't the only problem. There are also smart policy choices that New York has to make to leverage this money, is that right?
Exactly. And so what we have been doing, the Empire State Campaign for Child Care, is actually been working now for quite a few years to educate legislators to talk directly with the Office of Children and Family Services and make sure they understand and begin to come together with us in agreement about what needs to change. And then, of course, we were part of the governor's task force on child care accessibility, which, you know, studied the issue and came up with a proposed plan to move to universal child care in New York. They presented that report not quite a year ago. Former Governor Cuomo sat on it. He did not sign it or move it, but Governor Hochul was chair of that commission, and she has brought it up to her desk. So we expect her to sign it in the next week.
That's amazing. And she's got only next week to sign it, right? What happens if she doesn't sign it?
Then that task force, I think, is dead, but we absolutely expect her to sign it.
Is there anything advocates can do to push and make sure it gets signed?
I think any communication with Governor Hochul that says continue the task force and make the transformation of childcare a priority in your state budget.
So specifically, what is your campaign looking for out of this governor?
We're looking for a commitment to a 4-year transition plan to universal equitable coverage that is free or low cost coverage for all children in New York. We're looking for living wages and healthcare coverage for the educators who care for our children in their most formative years. We're looking for reimbursement to providers that reflects the actual cost of providing care. And we're looking for a change in the administration and oversight of child care centers, which is less of a gatekeeper punitive approach and more of a supportive encouragement and pathways to increase quality and professionalism, resources, and helping our really dedicated providers and workforce do exactly what they want to do, provide the best quality and responsive care for the children of New York.
What's the likelihood of us getting there? That sounds like an incredible change for parents and for caregivers.
Well, you know, we started off and never really got to what the components of the crisis were, but let's understand that parents are often paying the equivalent of college tuition for childcare. In New York City, $2,000 to $3,000 a month for some people. The cost is just way out of control. Why is the cost there? The cost there is because there's so much government regulation, and it's important to have regulation because, as I said, this is the most formative time in people's lives. The brain development that happens in those first years of a child's life, that's what impacts the way they look at the world, how they interact with the world, and whether they look at the world as a trusting place with an inquisitive mind, or whether they see the world as a scary, insecure place and are very hesitant or fearful in their approach to it. And all of that can have many, many ramifications throughout life. So we need to care for our children. Over half of the people who care for our children, the vast majority of whom are women, major majority of which are Black and Brown women, and which we have depended on for generations, they have to rely on government assistance because they don't make enough money to care for their own families. Mm-hmm. And our providers who have taken on what are called subsidy slots, so the government does help some families, not nearly the majority of families that need it, to access lower rates in childcare. But if providers accept that, the government reimbursement for doing that is way, way below what is the actual cost of providing that care, particularly since COVID, when not only were there, you know, the staff ratios and physical requirements and cleanliness requirements and all those things, but now all of that is increased. So, you know, you need to have more space, you need to have more staff, you need to do more cleaning and all of that kind of thing. So that brought up the cost even more. So those three components, you know, all have to be brought into alignment and into a situation that works. None of it is working right now. So can we get there? I will tell you the most exciting thing, aside from the fact that Governor Hochul is now governor and she was chair of that task force. The most exciting thing is that the new head of the Committee for Children and Families, Senator Jabari Brisport, when we approached him after he was elected, he said, I need to learn about this. And I don't need to just study it from documents. I need to go talk to the people who are impacted. And he did a statewide tour over several months to every region of New York. He visited centers. He visited family child care centers. He visited community organizations. And he had a town hall meeting every Wednesday night open to anyone who wanted to talk to him about their experience in child care. And he put out a report on that tour, which is just so compelling. He introduced a Universal Child Care Act for New York. And we are very pleased that that act aligns very closely, though not perfectly, with the priorities and the demands that we expected to bring to the legislature this year.
That sounds fantastic. Blue, we're running out of time, but can you tell me how our listeners can learn more about this very important issue?
The website, empirestatechildcare.org, and there's actions you can take. There's contact information for getting in touch. And there's also our principles of universal child care. What do we mean when we say that? Our legislative demands for this year. And we'll be putting up more things about this. And then February 9th, 2022 is our statewide advocacy day. You can register for that day online, and we hope you'll join us.
Thank you so much, Blue, and we'll be sure to keep covering this important issue throughout the coming year.
Thanks for having me on, Corinne.